Boom! Bam! Wow! Illuminati! Boom! Bam! Wow! Da! Boom! Boom!
We're gonna pick a weekend, we're gonna get a site, we're gonna get a bunch of bands together, and it's gonna be amazing. This week, Friendly Town throws a really shitty music festival! I am Mayor Tyler, and I am excited to bring your guest host to the stage. Your guest host, some of you might know him as the guy who is played obsessively by every college radio DJ trying to get laid. He left his band Fleet Owls because he was too handsome to sit behind the drum kit, but now he is a legendary solo artist in his own right. Anthony Fantano gave his record like a 9.7 or something like that, and now he's going to be guiding us to the path to Music Festival Dumb here in Friendly Town. Please welcome with warm hands, Father Jay Foggy Bits.
Hey. Oh my God. You guys, I am so excited to be here tonight. No. This is where I want to begin. How is everybody out here in Friendly Town? This is pretty cool. Your city council, they have graciously donated me $20,000 to make an appearance here tonight. And I have, in turn, went and spent it all on drugs. So, y'all, this is gonna be fun, okay? Y'all into peace and love and music and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all. As far as I know, this festival is as yet unnamed. So we're gonna try to come up with a name for it tonight. Y'all cool with that? Yeah. Y'all need to just chill, lay back, you know? I don't know if y'all know this. I actually do this thing called micro... Well, y'all heard of microdosing? Y'all know what that is? It's where you do like a 60th of a hit of LSD. You don't like trip. It just gives you the mental aspect, you know? I do something very similar, except I do 60 hits at one time. I call it tripping balls. I'm tripping balls right now, by the way. It's a pretty cool setup. Well, they brought me out here to promote this festival and to sell some tickets, and they want me to perform my hit song, Totally Fucked Up Whenever. Have you all heard of Totally Fucked Up Whenever? Okay. I figured a few of you. There's a video out right now with Macaulay Culkin in it, actually. Yeah, he's the Michelin man, and he's getting butt-pegged by Wendy from the Wendy's logo. Fun fact about that video is actually directed by the drug morphine. People, they don't realize. They think it's Michel Gondry. No. Morphine. Well, I'm gonna do Totally Fucked Up Whenever. I'm gonna go ahead and bring my guitarist, Ezekiel Cornflake, up here on stage, everybody. Give it for Ezekiel. He's the lights, man. Ezekiel, you want to say something to these people here in Friendly Town? No. The song's called Totally Fucked Up Whenever, and it's about society and how their constant dependence on me to get fucked up on drugs is eventually going to cause their inevitable downfall. I hope y'all enjoy this, okay? Smoking DMT all the time, cause that's my thing. Tripping balls while trying to sing and hanging with Macaulay Culkin. LSD addiction, it grows stronger with each passing day. Try crocodile tears just to see how it feels. Then I shot up some ice, mixed it with Lysol spray. Four cans of light beer and half a joint. Start my day with a bowl of Special K. When I say Special K, I mean ketamine. Then for lunch, have some nachos and gasoline. Able nitrates for dinner with a side of cocaine. Chatter a drug, even tripping on NyQuil. Nah, 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 Narcotics Anonymous. Nah, 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 there's a meeting next Thursday. Come on, go. Oh, no. Not gonna go. Friendly Town, give it up for yourselves one more time. For your beautiful faces. For coming out here. When I sober up, I'll be unknown. But I did drugs with the kid from Home Alone. You're beautiful people. Let's go ahead. Let's bring up our first Friendly Town. Oh, no. Yeah, we're going to go over the rules here. So if you all don't mind, I'm going to bring up St. Thomas Ledoux, everybody.
All right, welcome to Friendly Fest, and just before we ever get started, my name is St. Thomas Ledoux. You can also refer to me by my festival name, which is Flower. I will also go by that designation. Before we start, we got some ground rules to lay down, okay? So I just want everyone to have a good time and participate in a friendly manner, all right? So rule number one, no talking, no expressing of opinions, no doing anything that involves you. You are here solely to consume. You are merely a vessel for capitalism. Please be quiet and assume all calm and docile positions while being fed any forms of media, please. Thank you. Okay. When entering the festival, you will be asked to wait in a 10-hour line, but also there will be an alternative entrance to the festival for which there is no line. You cannot go in that one. No one knows about that one. When in line, you will be subdivided endless times for no explicable reason. Some people will get in the festival. Some people will not get in the festival at all. While waiting in line, please honk and yell at all staff at every available moment. Okay. While in line as well, your caravan will be split up, and you will be parked by someone who goes by the name of Sunshine. This person is a free spirit. They individually park every single member of the festival. Please give them time. They are doing the best that they can. Okay. Once Spirit has decided which place is ready for you, which place matches your energy, she will place you there, and you will be parked at this point at basically no less than at least a 45-minute walk from your friends who you came with and who were behind you in line. They, for some reason, are on the other side of the festival. Those are simply the rules we must all live by. No one made them, but we cannot break them. Okay. You will be parked or camped no less... we already went over that rule. Your neighbors at your assigned camping place will be assigned to you with a ratio of 4-1 creepy to non-creepy neighbors. This is just this is the best we can spread and distribute that burden amongst the patrons, so please be cooperative. There are no functioning bathrooms anywhere in the festival except between the hours of 7 a.m. and 10 a.m. Those are the only times any bathrooms exist, after which they actually evaporate from space. There will be showers available in Camping World. You can pay for a shower. The cost is just one human finger. Okay. The only food at the festival is the grilled cheese stand, for which there is a 3-hour line. All the other options will give you diarrhea, though they are available as well. Okay. However, you can, if need be, survive on uppers alone for at least 2 days. We recommend taking full advantage of the 2-day period, as uppers are freely available. However, by the 3rd day, you will go insane. Someone might help you. Maybe. I'm not sure. You might get lost. Anyway, okay, going on. When entering the main fest playpen area, you will be subject to a full cavity search, drug screen, and polygraph test. But only if you survive another 10-hour wait in line. And while in line, you are encouraged to baa like a sheep, because at that point, you are nothing but livestock to us. Anyway, once inside, you will be in fact tagged with a radio collar and an ID number, much like a livestock to the slaughter. And once inside... in the fest, you must undergo a credit check if you want to apply for access to water, and there will be no breathable air. You are encouraged to wear a bandana into the center fest area, which you can wear over your mouth like so. Okay, so with the bandana, you can still maintain full shouting capacity. Let me demonstrate. But this will help you breathe the more or less toxic mixture of dust and smoke that is shredding your lungs as we speak. There are no epidemic studies about the number of throat infections following any given music festival. This is an entire mystery to medical science. Anyway, continuing, I will keep the mask on because at this point the air has become already unbreathable. Once you are in and the festival begins, every band you want to see will be playing at the same time between the hours of 10 p.m. and midnight, okay? And outside of those hours, there will just be a bunch of bands you've never heard of and that you will not be able to hear, actually, whatsoever, for some reason. We could make it louder, we just don't. Anyway, you are allotted exactly 5 minutes to see each of your favorite bands, after which you will be asked to leave in order to make room for two girls who are trying their best to get all the way to the front. They promise they have a friend up there, so we're trying to make room for them. Anyway, just wrapping up a few more rules. After the sets end, everyone who is not on hallucinogens will be asked to vacate the premises for the late night sets. Anyone who is sober and remains in the festival after this point will be forcibly dosed, okay, and made to wear those light-up LED gloves. Those are just standard uniform for late-night time. Okay, anyway, once you have put on the gloves, you will be separated from all your friends and repaired with a man waving a pool noodle in the air. If that doesn't work, alternatively, you can be paired with a man in a banana costume, but be warned that that man will be chased at some point spontaneously by another man in a monkey costume. Anyway, you will now also notice that the light gloves that you have been issued will, in fact, attract zombies, real-life zombies, flesh-eating zombies. The only refuge from these zombies is an overflowing porta-john. However, inside of the porta-john, you will be asked to converse with Satan. And he just he needs to talk to you while you're in there. And the only way to escape this conversation with Satan, with your soul intact, will be to evacuate your bowels while Satan screams at you for every mistake you've ever made. Anyway, once you have finished, Satan will disappear. However, there will be no toilet paper. There never was any toilet paper. Why didn't you bring toilet paper? I thought Cheryl brought toilet paper. Really? She dropped it? Okay, anyway, so those are the rules. Please enjoy your time at Friendly Fest. My name has been St. Thomas, or again, I answer to Flower. Thank you so much. Y'all have a great weekend.
Keep it going for Flower, everybody. Gonna be seeing a lot of Flower there. Good guy. Y'all ready for the next person that's gonna come up here and talk? We actually got another musical performance from someone here that's going to be playing the festival as well. Okay, y'all ready for another musical performance from another festival?
Yes. Woo!
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen of Friendly Town, get it going for Skank Ape.
My name is Skank Ape, and I am the headliner of the improvised music tent, everybody. All right, yeah, at Friendly Fest, we have the improvised music tent. It is only music that is improvised on the spot, because that is the purest form of music, because who can have fans when you don't have songs, right? So, like, the people who come to see you are the real fans, because they're like, hey, I like that song he does. And it's like, what song do you mean? Oh, the one where he makes that sound, and then he loops that sound, and he does another sound over that. And it's like, oh, okay, I like that one too. And it's completely different. So you know you gotta like it. I am the headliner, and because it is the improvised music tent, everything in it will be improvised. The lineup is improvised. If you just want to come up and do music, that is fine. The tent itself is improvised. We've just started pulling, like, cardboard on one side. We pulled apart the comedy tent that was at this music festival for some goddamn reason. And we used part of that. And we just got, like, sheetrock that we pulled out of the homes of the people who were unfortunate enough to live nearby the music festival. So the tent is improvised, the pyrotechnics are improvised, we got a guy with hairspray and a lighter, we got a guy with a laser pointer as our improvised laser light show, so it's gonna be a blast. Also, the schedule is improvised, so we could be going on at 6 a.m., and we could be going until 2 a.m., and then we'll just disappear for an hour because we're tired. So Anyways, I figured I'd give you a little sampling of what, you know, what's kind of the music's going to be at the improvised music tent. And if you don't know, like, Skank Ape, you know, this is just like a good primer. I don't have songs per se. I call them moments. So I'm going to show you like a few moments of music. All right. This is a moment that I've affectionately titled EDM played through a bowl of pudding. And that was called EDM through a bowl of pudding. All right. Clap your maracas together. Everyone has to have a maraca in the improvised music tent, so stop clapping. No, maracas only. So that is just a moment that I call your mom's butt. And I'm going to play one final moment for you here. And I'm going to kind of need audience improvisation. All right. Let's improvise a name from the crowd. You, sir, Krembert. All right. This next moment's called Krembert. 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 That was improvised. Krembert. 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 Deet. 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 Deet. Krembert. Deet. Krembert. Deet. Krembert.
You all should be dancing. I don't know what's wrong with y'all.
Krembert.
Deet. Y'all are dancing. You're not dancing.
Improv music is my favorite kind of music. Isn't it yours? Isn't it yours? Fun times forever, Friendly Fest. Hey, yay! And that was my moment. Friendly Fest, fun times forever. Thank you, everybody. I've been thinking.
Maybe it was the drugs, but that was really cool. I don't know why y'all weren't dancing to that. Everybody give it up for Skank Ape. My head's so far up my ass sometimes. I don't know these new artists. I gotta check that guy out. That's good stuff. Let's keep this going here, because the drugs are coming on pretty hard. Very, very excited about this next gentleman here. Everyone here should probably be familiar, if you're not already, but you're going to be right now. Give it up for Richard Karl Marx.
Where my loving proletariat's at? Woo! Yeah, if you're this fed up with the means of production.
Yeah.
Say yeah.
Yeah.
If you are sick of the private enterprise, and I don't know why. Okay, I need to get my accent right. One second. Guten Nacht. My name is Richard Karl Marx, and I think that what your festival needs is an adult contemporary tent. You fucking capitalism. If it were not for capitalism, we would not have shit like that. Your phones do not need to make noises. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm so excited to be here. You do not understand. I even got my beard squared off, like all of you hipsters. A little bit too bushy and unruly. There, that is better. What I wanted to propose was an adult contemporary tent, because due to the ravages of capitalism, due to the ravages of Das Kapital, all of your fucking customers, all of the kids have to work in retail jobs, and they listen to adult contemporary radio 24/7, yeah? You understand? So how else do you explain the resurgence of Hollow Notes? Explain that one to me. Every fucking 20-year-old that you're trying to court for your music festival, they know the words to Private Eyes by heart. So it is time for me to headline your adult contemporary tent. But they are not love songs to women. No, no, no. They are love songs to the workers. They are love songs to the proletariat. So with no further ado, I would like to perform my hit single. Right here, waiting for the inevitable downfall of capitalism. If you want to see the video to this song, it's just me performing to Japanese fans and pining after a woman who we never see. It's really the gayest thing ever made. And I say that with historically problematic views about homosexuality. There is evidence. I did not write extensively about it, but there is evidence that I have historically problematic views about homosexuality. I'm right about many other things, though. Over and over, day after day, the workers are exploited. Das Kapital gets in the way, and it only adds to their pain, putting value on time. Should it be a damn war crime? Wherever you go, whatever you do, the bourgeoisie will brutalize you. And if you are wise, you will unionize and tear the wealthy a fresh new asshole. I closely watched capitalism's rise, and I realized it was bullshit. Why are you rewarding private enterprise, acting like it's an accomplishment? Oh, don't you hate your station with all the alienation. Wherever you go, whatever you do, the bourgeoisie will brutalize you. And if you are wise, you will unionize and tear the wealthy a fresh new asshole. All these complaints will list them. Bros and the proletariat will fuck the system! If you guys heard of Friedrich Engels, he's also very talented. You should book him too. I'm not telling you how to run your festival, but he is also talented, and he has good ideas about the ways that the workers need not be exploited any longer. Sorry. I don't want to get him in trouble with you guys. He might have sent a demo tape in separate. Okay, anyway. And you can't see it, honey. Your time doesn't equal money. Wherever you go, whatever you do, the bourgeoisie will brutalize you. And if you are wise, you will unionize and tear the wealthy a fresh new asshole. I couldn't think of something to rhyme with unionize. You understand. It is difficult being the world's number one adult contemporary star / sociologist, anti-capitalist. Shut the fuck up. I am the one who... Ladies and gentlemen, it has been a pleasure to be serving you. Just like the proletariat will be serving up revolution in about 10 years. Just look at America right now. It is bad. It is bad. I am Richard Karl Marx. And I married Daisy Fuentes and you didn't. Good night.
Woo! Told you guys you love him. Give it up for Richard Karl Marx. Woo! By the way, there's a silent auction going on in the back for a lyric sheet to my lyrics to Totally Fucked Up Whenever. If you want to bid on that, just sign it in the back next to Todd's tip jar. And leave Todd a tip, too. Y'all ready for our next musical artist that's going to be at this as-yet-unnamed festival? Woo! I don't believe it. Give me some more love. By the way, nobody still pitched a name for the festival, so... I guess it doesn't have a name. That's cool.
Fartflops.
What was that?
Fartflops.
Fart?
Flops, like
Cyclops
with fartflops.
Oh, I'm seeing it. And his eyes a butthole, right? I like that. Right now, that's the leader. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this next artist really needs no introduction. Multi-diamond selling stuff. Tearing it up. Give it up for DJ Infinity Box.
DJ Infinity Box, and I know what you're thinking. Where have you been since 2014? Dubset's not cool anymore. That's what you're all thinking right now. Well, I've been deep in the zone, the bass zone. Let me tell you, me and my other dubstep artist, we had a convention in Geneva, and we decided at that point, we were building up to the ultimate climax, just the slowly building up to the potential sickest bass drop that has ever existed. We discovered numbers of frequency lower than your typical bass. We invented negative base numbers. You can check it out. We have a whole thesis submitted to the Nobel for dubstepography. But I'm going to demonstrate a little bit of it to you right now. You ready to get your faces melted off? Yeah. And I'm not talking like half melted like Bon Jovi promises, or he actually just rocked them. I don't think he actually melted them. We're going to melt faces right here, right now. I apologize. I hope you all signed the pain waiver. Here we go. All right. You feel a building? Yeah. You can feel the mechanical building? Usually I have visuals with me here. But I have to do it to hide my stage presence. But never mind that. We're building. We're building. Illuminati. Boom. Boom. I've actually been told officially I cannot go any further. Otherwise, that is a danger to all humans in the room. That is only a test. We are perfecting the formula. You'll see it at the currently named Fartclops Festival. Thank you.
Keep it going for DJ Infinity Box. Right back there. I don't know this guy. Pretty cool. You got very pretty handwriting, by the way. I have a good feeling about this guy. I think you all are really gonna like it. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the prettiest name I've ever seen written. Carson Barnes. Oh, wow.
Before I get into character, I gotta say this. Have you guys ever seen Never Been Kissed? When Drew Barrymore like just works on her face for like 5 fucking minutes since she's super hot? Yes. Get over Casey, everybody. Alright. My name's Carson. I'm not a cop. I'm actually a writer. I write stuff in my little notebook here. And I actually started writing after I went to my first music festival. It happened, 2 years ago. And let me read you what I wrote about Bonnaroo 2016. Drugs are awesome. All right. Again, not a cop, but I'm here to tell you how to do all your drugs. First drug, cigarettes. That's an obvious. You want to take those in. You won't look cool unless you have them. Second drug, alcohol. Now, this is the social lubricant you need for when you're about to trip your fucking nuts off for the next 4 days. Very important. Let's go down the list. Starting off with my personal favorites, MDMA, great drug. Also known ecstasy, Molly, great for raves, dance parties. You're going to do this, you're going to want to dance all night. All right, that goes well with LSD, lysergic acid. That's great. Anybody ever taken acid before?
Yeah!
A lot of people. Looks exactly like the Spencer's Gifts posters, am I right? Next drug, mushrooms. Woo! Ah, Amanita muscaria. All right, not a cop. Fun. psilocybin. It's a great drug. It's theorized that we evolved because we ate those mushrooms. We cultivated cattle because we followed them around. Cattle dung is a great matrix to grow these mushrooms. Again, not a cop. Mushrooms. All right, there's something called a heroic dose. Anybody ever heard of that?
Yeah. 5 grams or more.
Exactly. You're going to freak out, all right? But that's the point. That's Mother Earth telling you that you don't matter. DMT. All right, dimethyltryptamine. Anybody? Okay, it's what happens when you're going to feel it when you die. So when you guys trip nuts, unnaturally, you're dying. All right. Alpha-methyltryptamine. An alternative to DMT, AMT. Crazy. I like to call it magic rainbow fart dust. It's nuts. Cocaine. Breakfast.
Okay.
Easy. Adderall, if you run out of cocaine. Opinions, keep them to yourself. PCP, try it. I don't know. Okay. I'll leave y'all with this. This is a book I've been reading, and you know, it's not all funnies here at Friendly Town. I'd like to think that we do learn something, and it is coming from a book, so you know it's true. It goes like this. Immersion in the psychedelic experience provided the ritual context in which human consciousness emerged into the light of self-awareness, self-reflection, and self-articulation into the light of Earth herself. Again, not a cop. All right, you guys have a good night.
No, man, for real. We gotta hang out sometime. You're a cool dude. You're a cool dude. Everybody, cool dude, Carson Barnes, give it up. And Carson, you talked about the Terrence McKenna. He popularized the heroic dose, like he said. And I'd step it up one more. I'd take what I call a Thor dose. Because I want to be a Norse god. Let's give it up for our next musical. Actually, sorry, this is actually not music. This is a good, big influence on me. Very great poet of our generation. And so excited here. Everybody, give it up for Nose Ring.
This is a political poem. That's not why I'm kneeling, though. It's because the mic fell before I came up here. What's up? My name's Nose Ring. I didn't even know this was going on. We were just walking by and decided to just, you know, recite some poetry. My name comes from when life smells a little funny and it just makes your nose ring. I call this poem High Fructose. High fructose corn syrup. High fructose corn syrup. So much corn that even the high fructose corn syrup is fed. High fructose corn syrup. High fructose turnip syrup? Turnip, sir, the main ingredient in your meal is high in fructose. Freaks rejoice. This juice is thick as fuck. Dies for days like lemonade stands in suburbs. Slush slurp nice and slow. Eyes get low as pleasure. Thank you, thank you. I can tell by your inaudible snaps and raspy voices that you want more of this soothing poetry from Nose Ring. So please, I'll oblige. I call this poem Kelly. It all feels choppy. Small moments of inspired snatched quick as candy given to a toddler. I hold conference with my insecurities once a week. Dialogues that help me reveal something new to myself. Something I can't pawn for cheap liquor. Thank you. That's a little about me. Nose ring, I live around the corner. I see this festival every year and just wonder, hey, maybe they need a little bit of poetry. Maybe they need to be free first. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's feeling nose ring. I like to say that each, every one of us is just a special little booger. And sometimes you just gotta pick your nose. Does that ring a bell? I got one more poem for you guys and I'm out of here because I think they've caught on to me. They want a new frontier, calls for more to conquer. Amazon outpacing the Amazon. Less is pivotal in our want of more. Put it on our doorstep. Throw it through my window. Drop crud on my home. Santa Claus is a drone through my roof. The proof is in the pudding. Bill Cosby ate it. Thank you all. I gotta go.
So cool, so cool. Everybody give it up for Nose Ring. Oh, man. I love your words, Nose Ring. I do. They speak to me. I'm glad you came in here. Oh, man. I don't know this cat, but his name just looks awesome. Everybody, you're going to love this individual as much as I love looking at his name here. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Todd Lewis. And fuck this broke mic stand.
So I was preparing my bit, and at first I was just going to do a rant. And then I was like, well, we've done three Musical.ly themed shows, and I've never written a song before. Because I've never written a song before. And so I was thinking about it, and it's like, I don't really know how to like use pentameter or rhyme like they do in songs that are like, you know, long in the pants, short in the wiener, sucking my muff like a vacuum cleaner. Like, I can't do that. That's like way too clever. And like, you know, too much work. And I don't know how to do like awesome guitar solos or anything like that. I can't be like, or whatever. That's not really what a guitar sounds like. But anyway, I was like, so what form of music is there that like I don't really need all that stuff? And I thought like fucking musicals. Because like, don't get me wrong, every musical's got like three or four super catchy awesome songs. But then they also have the one that's like, there's a man in the window. He makes me stomp, stomp, stomp. He's got a mustache and trousers. And I was like, well, I can write a song like that. So here are my complaints about like why I'm against, in theory, a music festival for Friendly Town. And I also only worked this out in my car, and I haven't rehearsed it yet, so... And I'm tone deaf, so... This is going to be the sloppiest thing you see all night. As far as the Friendly Town Music Festival goes, I'm inclined to be against it. Not because I'm against music or drugs or fried food, but because of a question asked by race car drivers, first-time campers, astronauts, and tourists that are out of the loop. Oh, what are we gonna do about poo-poos? What are we gonna do when we need to take a shit? What are we gonna do when the more than toots are going through the old poop chute? What are we gonna do when we need to take a station break? Because I don't wanna visit the stink lodge. I don't wanna take a trip to the shit sauna. I don't want to take the Browns to the Super Bowl in a two-bit port-a-john. And there's going to be girls there.
There's going to be boys there.
There's going to be girls there.
There's going to be boys there.
When I visit the Room of Rest,
I don't want anyone to hear my internal distress. And what if there's no TP? Again, it would help if I could keep place of where I was. What will we do when there's no paper to treat our backs? No shit tickets for the old crack. Skid marks are about as sexy as a Buick Skylark. And there's gonna be girls and there's gonna be boys. Call me a prude or call me a lush, but I like a toilet that'll flush. And air conditioning in my face when I'm in the doo-doo place. So what are we going to do about poo-poo? What are we going to do when we have to take a shit? I say we need a real bathroom. Call me absurd, but I like to feel a breeze when I'm floating a turd or tissue when I have to sneeze. What are we going to do about poo-poos? Thank you.
No, that was absolutely beautiful, man. Holy shit, that spoke to me at levels that I ain't never been spoke to before. What are we gonna do about poo-poo? Yeah.
Just, again, this is Flower, just announcing bathrooms are available between the hours of 7 a.m. and 10 a.m. Also, I forgot to mention, there is a special VIP bathroom that is a trailer that is almost like a bathroom that does flush, but you are only granted access to that trailer if you have been born into the Landed Gentry. Anyone who's not born into the Landed Gentry will be shot on sight within a 500-meter proximity perimeter to the bathroom. Thank you.
Thank you, Flower. And keep that going for Todd Lewis and his song. That was amazing. Poo poo. What are we gonna do? No shit tickets for the butt crack, huh? All right. We got some press release stuff we gotta go through here. It's kind of boring, I know, but it's actually kind of a great honor for me. I get to interview one of my musical icons. Amazing trap rap artist. This woman can do it all. Everybody, she prefers to be called Miss Titty. Give it up for Miss Titty, everyone.
Miss Titty was my father. You can call me Conway. Conway Titty.
I actually knew that, by the way. Conway Twitty, everybody. Just Conway Titty, I'm sorry. Yeah. I don't know if it was the acid or what, but that was like a wave, just a shockwave that came up in there. Miss Titty, where do you get your inspiration from?
The fucking land. You know? I have a proposition. Not that kind. This Friendly Town Music Festival doesn't have any goddamn country music. Is nobody here into drinking long necks down? Now, I propose we incorporate a field stomping, cotton picking, hoot nanny, and bait shop. In honor of our national heroes, Darius Rucker and Jason Aldean. Future President of the United States. This is President's Day. Now, and if you Instagram yourself with the largest fire breathing four wheeler, you'll get a chance to win a can of corn signed by Andy Griffith himself. And I want to feature a hunting cabin made exclusively from empty parquet tubs and skull canisters. Nobody else has got that. Chum Village ain't got that.
Fuck Chum Village!
Fuck Chum Village!
Yeah.
I want to make a big circle we can all get into. And you bring paint cans and spoons and 5-gallon buckets and shit you stole from the junkyard, all of the classic percussion instruments. And we can just wax poetic and discuss the deeper meaning, explore the deeper meanings in life and topics like how many times can you use solo and YOLO in the same song? I want to find that out. I want Friendly Town to find that out. I want a silent line dance. Y'all hook me up with like 80 pairs of wireless headphones. Done. We got to have competitions. Are there any competitions? This man's winning a competition right now. I love this here, man. God damn him.
I know I said that I love this woman very much, but honest to God, I don't actually know who she is. I don't even recall ever meeting you, ma'am, but I'm going to be honest with you. When you bounced your titty right then, it threw me into a bad trip. So I'm sorry. Is there any words of wisdom you'd like to leave on these festival goers to maybe entice them to listen to your music and feel it and come to the... Yeah.
All right, two things. You should support this because all proceeds are going to go to the memorial, Joe Biden, Shania Twain, Weed Garden, and RV Park. They are not dead. And remember, dozen night crawlers comes with every ounce of DMT at the gift shop. Thank y'all.
Fuck. Give it up for Conway with Titty. I think I saw the secrets of the universe in that titty. And there's things I can't unsee from the town. We got one more person, thankfully, here. I don't know how much more I can take. Are y'all ready for this last attendee here that's going to get you amped up for the festival?
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, everybody that attends tonight, you get a free bottle of water at the festival. Those usually cost you $18.99. You're going to get one for free.
Only if you pass again a mandatory credit check. You must pass all three throws.
Yeah. And there's going to be a urine test beforehand. All right. This is a member of the press. You might have read maybe my interview with him. Wait, I've never even talked to this guy. What the fuck? His name won't even quit moving. Everybody, give it up for Josh Lampley. And the Sinking Mark.
Nice to meet you, sir.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm lost.
I'm here for the to interview as head of festival security. You don't seem as if you were prepared for our interview.
No, I got this.
Ask away, man.
No, you're supposed to ask me some questions about my qualifications to keep the scourge of drugs and Satan out of our holy festival.
Are you for real?
I'm very for real. What was that? Tell you about myself? Okay. My name's Josh. I'm from the West Donkey Baptist Church. It's different, guys. It's different. than the one you're thinking about, okay? And I have a lot of experience, sir, with festivals. I've worked multiple festivals. I worked Bonnaroo, Lollapalooza, Ballapalooza, Lonnaroo, and the Nashville Shakespeare Festival as well. And not a single drug got past me. That I can guarantee.
So what you're saying is you keep drugs out of the festival?
I make it my personal vendetta, if you will, to keep anything that may encourage satanic acts out of our festival, like drugs. Or last week, for example, I got a temp gig at an airport, and some girl tried to bring her hamster, and everyone knows hamsters are they're devil rats, you know. So I had her flush it. That, of course, doesn't work at Lollaroo because it's just porta-johns. So I really more waterboarded a hamster with shit. The way God would have wanted me to.
What the fuck is wrong with you, man?
I just think it's really important to keep temptation away, because if temptation comes too close to you, you will succumb. And for example, like if you didn't want me to work the front gate, I can do traffic. I can.
No, turn around. That way, you this way.
How's that? That's pretty good. I can guarantee that I'll send those people in all different directions. I mean, it's up to debate as to how many arms I have when I'm in the zone. It's two right now, but I'm not directing anymore. If you don't want me to work the gate, I can, of course, work the improv comedy tent. I thought that sounded really interesting. I can make sure no material gets into the improv comedy tent. If I see a little fucking notebook in a white dude's pocket, I'm slapping the shit out of him. Especially if it's got a little tassel to mark his act that day. I hate that shit. I'll have him flush that down the toilet as well. Which, of course, just means sticking his journal in a shit barrel.
Here's my thing, man. You gotta let me, get some drugs in there, though, like me, right? You're going to, right?
Well, I'm glad we brought this up. This is a good question to end my interview on. If you hire me, I will give you, I will grant you a free pass. You can take any drugs you want in, but if I catch you doing them, I will put on a mask and scare you. I found that threatening to arrest people doesn't tend to work when they're on certain substances. That they're like, that's just made up human bullshit. And I'm like, shut up. And I put on a mask and I just scream at them. And that really puts the fear of my God into them. And judging by the lack of other people interviewing for the position, I'm just going to assume that I got it. So thank you. Thank you all very much. Does anyone in the audience have any interview questions before I go?
Yeah, anybody. Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Where do I see myself in 5 years? Well, I hope that I keep getting promoted and doing what I love, which means I will, of course, be working for the DEA at that point, on the borders, checking every fruit that comes from other countries. Because if there's one thing everyone knows, drugs come in fruit.
I can see that, man. You're definitely going to work for the DEA. Look at that. The deadly... enforcer arms. Look at those deadly enforcer arms. DEA AOK. Cause I'm cool. Josh Lampley. This has been a fun night. I'm excited about this festival. And I'm not gonna do so many drugs then, alright? I did make a plane. I'm gonna fly before I break Tyler up. It signifies my love. So catch it. Woo! Yeah!
Everyone, please.
Everyone's dad is here.
Dad, is that you?
If anyone's dad drives a Ford Taurus, with the blinking lights on outside, that's your dad. You have to go with your dad now. Everyone, please give a warm round of applause for our special guest, Father Jay Foggy Bits. You can find his latest album, Pure Tragedy, coursing up the charts of people who only listen to the internet for advice which music to like. Now, I think that we have a pretty solid plan for our first music festival. And you know what? I think in a plea bargain with our special head of security, which we have just decided to hire, I would like to suggest a potential name for our festival. And of course, it's subject to the approval of the council. The West Donkey Music Festival. West Donkey Music Festival. Just reminding you that God is watching us as we take ass loads of drugs. And, you know, speak to the wind.
Donkey.
Donkey. West Donkey Music Festival, in honor of the West Donkey Church, reminds you who's watching out for you. Drug enforcement arms, is that what we just decided? Just the arms that enforce drugs. The arms that enforce the drugs for you to take. Like they force you to take the drugs. Ladies and gentlemen, I think Friendly Dad's got a music festival coming up, you guys. This has been a lot of fun. My name is Mayor Tyler. You can follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/friendlytownknoxville. You can also check us out on iTunes. Please subscribe to Friendly Town Radio on iTunes. Leave us a review if you enjoy it, which I'm assuming you will. You're here now. What you hear is what you get. It'd be awesome to have reviews on that iTunes page that weren't obviously written by us. That would be really cool.